Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Do you believe our government has made contact with extraterrestrials?
Biologics came with some of these recoveries, yeah.
To me, it all kind of blends into that same narrative of unbelief.
The thing that gets me is, if there is other people on other planets, why didn't Jesus tell us?
Are aliens real? And what do you think about that? Well, recently the government had a hearing on Capitol Hill and some whistleblower came out and says he has seen evidence that we know aliens have walked among us. Well, what should we think about all of this? Our friend Matt Walsh, doing a great job fighting the culture war over there with the Daily Wire. Right, Don?
Yes, he is. He's doing a great job.
Doing a great job over there. However, Matt believes in aliens, and he's really, he's drinking the Kool-Aid here. So I wanted to just kind of break down his video. He's been enamored by this topic. Here's Matt. I'm going to start playing the video for you and just kind of tell you what we think while we move along.
We begin Five Headlines exactly where you expected us to begin, with the UFO hearings on Capitol Hill, the historic hearings, actually historic. In this case, they really are historic. Daily Wire reports lawmakers held an explosive hearing on Wednesday on the topic of UFOs, and things got, well, weird. Appearing before the House Oversight Committee's National Security Subcommittee was David Grush, a former intelligence officer, along with two fighter pilots with firsthand unidentified aerial phenomenon experiences. Grush was the star, revealing an alleged top-secret multi-decade crash retrieval and reverse engineering program, only to be denied access and accusing the military of misappropriating funds. Grush dropped a bombshell about aircraft with non-human origins, complete with biologics recovered from these mysterious crafts. Lawmakers from both sides of the aisle are now scratching their heads.
Okay, so here we go. This is a he's explaining what took place. That's just the technical, giving you all the technical information on it, though. But big hearing on Capitol Hill. A whistleblower testified and told us that there are aliens.
Have some of these clips, and I mean, I prefer to play the whole hearing. It'd be worth our time, but I can't really do that. So I have to boil this down to like two or three moments that I think are the most important. So we'll start here with Representative Nancy Mace questioning Mr. Grush. And here's how that went. Watch.
Do you believe our government has made contact with intelligent extraterrestrials?
Something I can't discuss in public setting.
I mean, Dawn, isn't this always how it goes? I feel like, you know, right away we have a whistleblower and they can't discuss it in a public setting. He says he has evidence, but we can't see the evidence, you know? So, I mean, I'm right off the rip, like when I start, you know, okay, it's like they've got our attention. They got my attention, but all of a sudden it's like, I can't give you evidence. I have evidence. I have lots of hard evidence, but I can't give it to you.
Turns into milk toast. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I just think that's kind of a red flag right off the rip.
Do we have the bodies of the pilots who piloted this craft?
As I've stated publicly already in my News Nation interview, biologics came with some of these recoveries. Yeah.
Ooh, wow. Well, that's fascinating. So I don't know if you caught that, Dawn, but he said that they found alien bodies. That's what he meant by biologics. Yeah.
Yeah. I heard that myself, too, that they had them. Yeah. I think a couple of them.
What's your thoughts so far? Like right off the rip when you see this guy, he's talking before Congress. He says, we've recovered biologics, but I can't talk about it publicly.
Well, then what's he doing there, and why is he letting them film him if he can't talk about it publicly?
Yeah.
That's the thing that comes to my mind right off the bat is, all right, you're in this forum, you're around a bunch of people, you're in the public, then you're on TV or cameras, and you can't talk about it? I mean, why even bother doing what you're doing then? I mean, it's silly.
Honestly, I'm not sure that I've really ever been a firm believer in aliens, but like one of the reasons is because I think that every time somebody talks about aliens, it seems like they're just loony. Like they've got some story. Somebody was abducted by aliens. I wonder if they were either on an acid trip or if they've just got like a history of mental illness. In all seriousness, seeing this guy right off the rip talking before Congress, he might have all of the credentials in the world. In theory, should have some kind of credibility because of his position. But right off the rip, I feel like he already sounds like one of those people.
Well, the thing, too, is, like with us that are saved, when you go to talk to a person that is unsaved, you've got to bring proof with you about Jesus Christ,
right.
About salvation, about how salvation came to be. And if they don't believe the word that you are saying, you show them in the Bible. There's the proof. Here, right here, read it, or I'll read it to you, type of thing. When they start doing this, it really kind of bothers me. Does that make me trust these people?
The government, in other words.
It don't make me. I don't trust them at all.
Yeah. Well, let's get back to the video here.
Human or non-human biologics?
Non-human, and that was the assessment of people with direct knowledge on the program I talked to that are currently still on the program.
Now, we're going to talk about that, but I want to play all these clips before we talk. So here we have witnesses talking about the technology and capabilities of the UFOs. And by the way, again, these are people who personally witnessed some of these crafts. And not only witnessed it, but we also have video of what they witnessed. There's a fair amount of evidence, but here's what they say.
They move essentially ways in which current technology or aircraft that we know of are unable to actually function or move. And so will you just, for the public record, again, once again, just briefly either describe or note that aircraft that are being witnessed, particularly by the 30 folks that you're working with, are essentially outside the scope of anything that we know of today and the technology we have today. Mr. Graves, Mr. Fravor?
Yes, the objects that are being seen by commercial pilots are performing maneuvers that are unexplainable due to our current understanding of our technology and our capabilities as a country. And that applies for the military as well.
Mr. Fravor?
Yeah, I concur with that. We have nothing that can stop in midair and go the other direction, nor do we have anything that can, like in our situation, come down from space, hang out for 3 hours, and go back up.
Thank you. My last question, you have also said some of these answers in the past, but we're trying to get them on the public record as well, which is really important. Mr. Gresh, finally, do you believe that our government is in possession of UAPs?
Absolutely, based on interviewing over 40 witnesses over 4 years.
And where?
I know the exact locations.
Okay. So one thing we hear, the people who want to dismiss what Grush is saying, they'll claim, well, he didn't witness any of this. But of course, if he said he witnessed it, the same people will say, well, we don't trust him, I don't believe. So like, no matter what he said, it wouldn't make a difference to them. What you do have flanking him, though, on either side are people who did witness some things. And it's not like those who are skeptical of Grush and say he did witness it. It's not like they are listening to the other two and saying, well, I believe them. So again, if you're starting from the position that all of this is somehow impossible or you refuse to believe it, then there is nothing anyone could ever say, and there is no evidence anyone could ever present that you would find compelling. And there are a lot of people in that camp. And if you're in that camp, at least admit it. At least admit that it's just, rather than saying, I don't try, the evidence is, it's not enough evidence. No, there is no evidence that you would find compelling, because in this case, we have videos, we have eyewitness testimony, and it's eyewitness testimony from all kinds of different people. Right? Actual expert eyewitness testimony. By expert, I don't mean expert in the sense that we hear trust the experts, but experts as in Navy pilots who understand how aircraft work. And it's their whole job to go up and identify things that are happening in the sky and potential threats and all that. So like actual experts in that sense. We have those kinds of witnesses. We have lots of normal people who've seen things. So when you've got video, when you've got eyewitness testimony, that's evidence. And there's a lot of both of those things.
I have a little bit of a problem with the way he's presenting some of this information, because I think in his mind's eye, there are these people going up on Capitol Hill and they are experts and they are saying basically that we have seen things that are non-human. And we have not only witnessed these aircraft, but we've recovered bodies. Alien bodies. And so that's the way the evidence is being presented.
All right.
Okay. Now you've got the one senator, whoever that guy was, that he was questioning them. Can any aircraft that we have in our military do this? To which they respond, the experts respond, no. Okay. What he's doing is assuming, number one, that their experience is legitimate, which can be questioned. A person's experience can be questioned as to whether or not something actually happened or as to whether or not they think something happened. But it can also be questioned how they interpreted what they saw.
Right.
There could be a wide range of explanations for some of the things that people consider to be UFOs. One of those things being just our technology that we're currently working on, which is typically 20, 30 years ahead of like where things are when we find out about it.
Right.
You know, like they were working on the stealth
bomber.
Internet. Yeah.
How long did they have the internet before we got
the common
internet?
Person was even aware of it or right, you let alone be able to use it and that kind of thing. Stealth bombers, things like that. I mean, like the military is always working on something. They're always working on new.
Oh, yeah.
And I heard somebody else make the point too on this that it's a lot of these things seem to happen in either restricted airspace or something, you know, which that in and of itself should be like kind of a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
With some of these things, we have actually seen, even if it was years after the fact, explanations of what it was. There's just something a little misleading about the way the information is being presented here, at least on his part. And I don't think he's doing anything intentional. I think he's just obviously captivated by this, taking in the, you know, what these people are saying as though this is either legitimate information or as though this is a real encounter, assuming that it's a real encounter with a UFO. So I think, you know, the way he said it there is there are people that no matter how much evidence they have, they just won't believe it. So just say that you're one of those people. Like, I just think that they haven't given us any evidence, like literally none. Like, even the people that came up there and talked, they presented us with nothing.
Why don't they have a body? Why don't they bring it out and say, look.
But even just from a perspective of information and claims that people are making, how about showing us some kind of just evidence? Because basically they go up there and they're saying, we have credible evidence for UFOs. We have eyewitnesses of things. Well, where is the evidence? Oh, we don't have any. Well, okay, you're an eyewitness. Why don't you tell us about it? Oh, I can't do that publicly.
Right.
Like, I just think there's all these red flags. We're still talking about the same subjective, experiential information that, in my mind's eye, like, I've had weird experiences. I've never done drugs, but I've had weird experiences where I thought I saw something and, you know, I thought I saw something in the sky before at times. I mean, there's just weird things. There's optical illusions. There's different stuff that happens in life. Why are we assuming that it's an alien? Could this be a glitch in the system? As a rational human being, that just seems the more likely explanation than a UFO.
Finally, have there been any non-human technologies or you know, interactions that have caused harm to humans? That was a question that was asked. And let's...
So there has been activity by alien or non-human technology and or beings that has caused harm to humans?
I can't get into the specifics in an open environment, but at least the activity that I personally witnessed, and I have to be very careful here, because they tell you never to acknowledge tradecraft, right? So what I personally witnessed myself and my wife was very disturbing.
Okay, now a few things here. First,
why are you even testifying?
I know. The fact that we're having this congressional hearing about non-human technology in the sky, then I don't know what to say. You know, there were a bunch of people on social media yesterday that I saw that were saying this is all boring. It's boring. I'm so bored. My God, you dull nitwits. Really, this subject is boring?
I don't think people actually think it's boring. And if they do think it's boring, it's because that congressional hearing was boring, number one. But I think people just don't believe it. I think there's just a general skepticism toward UFOs because... There's no proof. And I think the average person probably just thinks this is changing because it seems like our culture's, you know, getting crazier and crazier. So I don't want to say most people are sane. I'm not 100% sure that's true. But it just seems like the people that think this is boring or they're not into it, they're probably people like me or like you who we're not convinced. It makes these people who are testifying look crazy. Well, I think it makes them seem like they look like crazy people.
The other thing I was going to say is I was told this a while ago, and I don't know how much this is true, but eyewitness testimony is only 50% good. So there's a 50% that could be wrong.
Right.
So like you said, you could see something out of the corner of your eye, or you could see something, you swear it's this, and you go look and it's not. It's not what you conceived that it was. See, our mind does this. We go by images. Now, I've heard this many a times. That's why I'm saying it. It's not only from one person. It's been from other people. When you give eyewitness testimony, your mind puts stuff together. Mm-hmm. In other words, if things are shifted a certain way, your mind will shift them back to try to coincide for what's going on in front of you.
Yeah.
And this is why eyewitness testimony is only 50-50, because the fact is our minds kick in and try to rationalize what we're looking at. Is it true what we're seeing, or is it just a falsity? And that's the thing of it. Now, if you have tangible evidence that's right there in front of you, that here's a body, It's definitely not human.
Yeah, I mean that's interesting, right? If we saw a tangible, that would be
right.
That would get my interest
exactly.
at least.
I go, then oh, I'd wow. start believing. But to just say I can't show you this now, I can't do it publicly. Yeah. I mean, what scam are you running?
I think there's a general skepticism, I think, in regard to the government, and that's probably what a lot of people are dealing with too. But with this hearing. The hearing, it just looks like this ridiculous circus. That's what right. it, to me, that's what, like a lot of these congressional hearings that they have, and it doesn't seem a lot of times like anything actually comes out of it with whatever it is.
It's a waste of time and money.
You know, and the one that I think of, and this kind of, you know, I date myself a little bit here, but I remember when Roger Clemens went up and all the baseball players were going up and the whole steroid thing, and it was this big spectacle, and, you know, Congress is involved in this stuff, and it was just all these little, you know, we got all these little sound bites mm-hmm. out of it. And I think that's all this was. We came away from this with nothing credible. I don't personally believe we will find anything credible. I don't think aliens exist. We'll talk about this once we get through the whole video. But how do we, as Christians, think about some of this? I'll kind of give you my take on that as a pastor, biblically, what I think about it. Let's continue for now.
This subject is boring. I've seen the subjects that you people find interesting, okay? I've seen the kinds of things that you people talk about for days on end. And this is boring to you?
Yes.
Compared to all the other things that are discussed on social media every day, this is what you find boring?
Definitely.
You've got these right-wing pundits, I've seen plenty of them, who go on for days and days about the same damn thing, repeating the same talking points over and over again. Just an insatiable appetite for the most boring, mundane, dreary, useless conversation. And yet a congressional hearing where a witness testifies to the existence of non-human technology is boring? Even if you think it's all fake, by the way. If you think it's all fake, it's still not boring. Like, it's interesting. It's either way, this is easily the most interesting thing that's happened in Washington, D.C., maybe since ever.
It's a point that he makes or something that he's suggesting. Other people have suggested this. They're like, you know, well, people are saying that this is a big conspiracy on the part of the government. Like, you know, number one, I think that as America goes deeper and deeper into its own history, maybe coming to a point where it's, you know, going to be no more. Every empire ends at some point, every, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. Like, there's more and more of a distrust for the government. So, mm-hmm. like, I don't think it's so much a conspiracy that people think this is a government manipulation of some kind.
Or a narrative they're trying to push.
I mean, I don't take it that way. Like, I think that there might be, like, conspiracy theorists out there. I don't necessarily take it that way. It just seems to me that they, and not even they from a holistic perspective, but probably just a handful of people in the government are taken up with this. Mm-hmm. And you've got this whistleblower who looks like somebody who needs to be on some kind of medication, some kind of, you know, I don't know, mental medication or something. I mean, in all seriousness, that's what he looks like to me. I'm sure a huge percent of the population believe in aliens, Don. You know?
Oh, I think so, too.
I'm sure. The most compelling evidence that I think for the existence of an alien would be the size of the universe. And that's typically what people say. Well, the universe
planets?
Is so big. Yeah, how many? I mean, there's got to be, you know, getting back to the whole conspiracy thing. Like, I'm not suggesting this is a conspiracy at all. It just seems like a ridiculous circus, which is what a lot of government things end up being, a circus. These hearings are going to go nowhere. That's a prediction on my part. They're going to produce nothing. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a whole lot of talk about stupid stuff. They could be spending their time doing things that are actually productive for people's lives.
Right.
Instead, we're talking to people who are probably taking hallucinogenic drugs and, you know, taking their eyewitness testimony as to what they saw. And for some reason, this is all stuff we need to talk about on a governmental level, you know, so.
And how many more rabbit holes are this government going to go down rather than go to the people, see what the people need and address that?
Yeah.
In other words, help the homeless.
Yeah, right.
Feed the hungry.
Do something productive.
Right.
Well, let's continue here.
That raises the question of whether or not this is all fake. Like, and if it is, then why? The claim that all this is one big distraction, it's one big diversion, is simply nonsensical because, first of all, it does not distract. Nobody cares. They should, but they don't. So it is not a successful distraction technique.
So this to me is where it seems like it's coming out more that he, for them, I think, for him, this is a conspiracy because mm-hmm. it's like, why don't more people care about this? Why isn't this, you know, that I don't like, I'm not saying it's a conspiracy. I'm not saying it's a distraction. I just think it's ridiculous and I don't believe it.
Like, right.
You know,
it's some of the things I've watched on TV about Now, first off, when I first started hearing about aliens, I started believing it because they would show different things that they had found or different, like Roswell. Yeah. And stuff like this.
There's even a show on TV, the Ancient Aliens, you know, and they talk about the Bible being, you know, made, which is ridiculous.
And we came from ancient.
Yeah, right, ridiculous.
Yeah, right. They might have. I didn't. Same thing with monkeys. They might have came from monkeys. I didn't. But anyway, the thing that gets me is they take you to this place where supposedly this craft landed.
Yeah.
They show you this spot, but yet they can't show any proof other than the fact that there might be a hole in the earth or there's burnt grass. Anybody can go out and throw gasoline on grass and light it up and let it burn for a while. Oh, this is where it landed. Or they could dig a hole in the ground and say, this is where it hit.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, that's a whole nother like thing is hoaxes. I mean, there couldn't possibly be in our world somebody out there taking advantage of us, right? Right. I mean,
I think there's somebody wearing big boots walking around out there look like feet.
Yeah.
And then,
right.
Yeah, they're being Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Same thing with this. If you give us tangible proof, in other words, if they brought a Bigfoot and they actually showed that it's not a suit that this guy is wearing. Or if they bring an alien and show it's an alien, then I would believe this.
This is really the driving sort of point I wanted to get at with reaction to the Matt Walsh take on aliens and so on, and other people who believe in aliens, because I've had conversations with people about this who believe in aliens. Like, I'm just not convinced, just from a rational perspective, I'm not convinced that there's aliens. In fact, just from a rational perspective, forget about the whole religious side of things, I don't believe that aliens exist. I think we are life. Here, that's it on Earth. That's the only life in the universe. Okay, so you know we've watched this whole thing. Two things that I want to talk about, and that's first of all, is it possible that we are the only life on Earth? A lot of people will say, well, the universe is so big that there's got to be other life out there, and I don't think that's the case. The chances of life existing just on Earth in the universe are astronomically low for there to even be life in the universe, period.
Right.
Right. And so the fact that we have life here is so out of the ordinary. We have this little Goldilocks thing going on. It turns out the more you look into evolution isn't true, so life had to be created. If you have to kick the can down the road and say, where did life come from? And if life didn't originate here, or if life does exist somewhere else and it brought life here, how did that life begin? You know, it just keeps kicking that can down the road, so to speak. And so, like, you have all these impossibilities. Like, it's impossible to have first life. What I'm getting at is when you look at the chances of life even existing here, it's not really that much of a stretch, and it's not a stretch at all to say life doesn't exist anywhere else in the universe, you know? But I really wanted to go to, what should we think about this as Christians? There's Christians who I don't think are rationally thinking about the Bible and what the Bible teaches us about life and about God. And they're saying that they don't have a problem with aliens existing, you know, in another part of the universe. But you have theological problems with alien life in the same way that you do with evolution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got theological problems with evolution because you have in the evolutionary narrative death before sin in the world, whereas the Bible teaches us that sin caused death.
Right.
Okay, so you've got this theological problem. But it's the same way with aliens, because you still have ultimately God bringing sin and death into the world through humanity. In other words, our sin, our great-great-great-great-grandfather Adam and grandmother Eve, their sin, and indirectly our sin, it cosmically affected the entire universe. There isn't room for aliens in the Bible. Like, I'm sorry, there's not. From a rational perspective, it's just not something I believe in. From a biblical perspective, that's the linchpin for me. It's like, you know, that's where I go even before the rational part of it. But if you want to go either direction, to me, I don't see it working. And I guess, Don, if these aren't aliens, let's say that somebody did experience something they're chasing through the sky. What could it be? I mean, that's another kind of question we can end on. Like, what is our explanation of that? What could be one explanation for that?
Well, my explanation is it's not anywhere human, and it's not anything in the universe. What it is probably a demon or demons that are doing this, because in the Bible, they refer to demons as stars. Now, where the stars are, they're in the sky. So if they're up in the sky and they're stars, I mean, they could move around and cause things like this or look like this
in any way,
shape, or form.
And that is an increasingly common Christian response to some of this stuff. And I think, I think that's a lot more rational than thinking that it's an alien. What is a demon or an angel?
Right.
That is, it's an extra dimensional being.
Yeah. Spiritual
in our
being.
In our modern language, yeah. Right? It's a being that exists in another quote dimension.
Right.
I mean, I'm one who believes in demon possession. I think you see it in the Bible. Jesus healed people from demon possession. So why couldn't some of these interactions be just what you're saying? If they're having these experiences, it might not be an alien in the way you think, you know.
Right.
And it might actually be real, but it just might not be what you think.
You probably know this a lot better than I do. But back whenever, and I think it was in the Old Testament, they talk about demons getting with women, and there was giants that came from that.
Yep.
All right. So if that happened back then, why can't something like that happen now?
Yeah.
As far as demons not having relations with women and making these other beings on the earth, that they, if they can infect humans like that, why can't they go and do that? The same thing as far as do things like in space, fly like that, maybe even walk on the earth where you would think that that's a being from another planet, and it's not, it's a demon. Mm. I mean, if they could interact back then like that, what's saying they can't do it now?
A lot of this fits into the same narrative. I've criticized evolution as a narrative. You know, you think about just that idea that there was no sort of rhyme or reason to how we came to be in the world. It's completely different than what the Bible teaches us, that we have a purpose and that we're made in God's image. Right. And so it just fits into that whole narrative, you know, the idea of aliens being out there, of us not having the purpose, the sense of purpose and responsibility that we have as humans to represent God in the world. It all kind of blends into that same narrative of unbelief. It takes the specialness out of being human and being created in God's image. And I
think we're descendants from some being out there in outer space somewhere.
Yeah.
And here, the thing that gets me is, if there is other people on other planets, why didn't Jesus tell us? Why hasn't God, through the prophets, told us, well, on such and such a planet, there's all these beings? I mean, why wasn't that ever in the Bible?
Well, they Jesus seems to take Genesis 1 literally, and so do the writers of all of Scripture seem to take Genesis 1 literally, and people for human history, except for the last 150 years, have taken Genesis 1 literally. Genesis 1 just doesn't, it tells us God created in 6 days. It tells us that he created this world, he created life, and that sin and death was brought into the world. What the world that we now know was cosmically affected by mankind and our sin.
Right.
It actually affected the physical world. So just food for thought. I think great conversation today, Don. I thought that was really interesting. I hope it was interesting for you.
Too.
And maybe it gave you some food for thought. Do aliens exist? Are they really demons or angels that people are seeing or interacting with? I mean, I'll leave that up to you to decide, or rather prey on. But if you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe to this channel. It really helps us with the algorithm. And I hope you're blessed by this ministry. My name is obviously Pastor AJ, but I run Gospel Ministries, and you know, we try to spread biblical truth to people and help people, help culture think about things from a Christian perspective. So God bless you, and we will see you next time. Peace. Hey, there's one more thing I've got to share with you. I want you to know that you know Jesus and that you will one day be resurrected and spend an eternity with him. The Bible says that all those who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. That all you need to do is confess Jesus with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. So just say this prayer with me right now. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner and I need a savior. I believe that you died for my sins and that you were raised to life 3 days later. Make me born again in my heart through the power of your Holy Spirit and help me to live for you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that prayer, you are saved. Now go get yourself a Bible so that you can begin to develop godly habits in your life. And make sure to join a Bible-believing local church where you can be baptized as an outward symbol of what God just did in your heart. If you don't have a copy of the Bible, send us a message and we'll get one to you. Welcome to the family, friend.